Thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast app or platform. North American markets. S&P TSX was up on the week by 161.87 points, or 0.74%. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up on the week by 253.26 points, or 0.67%. NASDAQ was up on the week by 680.65 points, or 3.99%. The S&P 500 was up on the week by 132.73 points, or 2.67%. VIX futures was down on the week by 2.35 points or minus 13.20%. Overseas markets. The Nikkei 225 in Japan was up on the week by 853 points or 2.30%. The China XE 300 was up on the week by 32.61 points, or 1.20%. The DAX in Germany is up on the week by 424.55 points, or 2.39%. The CAC 40 in France is up on the week by 65.83 points, or 0.82%. The FTSE 100 in London is up on the week by 233.98 points, or 3.09%. Commodity markets. Gold is down on the week by $57.15 or minus 2.37%. Silver is down on the week by $1.36 or minus 4.73%. Crude oil is up on the week by 31 cents or 0.49%. Copper is up on the week by 8 cents, or 1.78%. Natural gas is up on the week by $0.52 or 29.55%. Corn is up on the week by 1 cent, or 1.50%. Soybeans are up on the week by 2 cents and a quarter, or 0.78%. Wheat is up on the week by 7 cents, or 0.73%. The Canadian dollar is up on the week by 0.8 basis points, or 0.58%. Highlights of this week's news. On Monday, to start the week, the German Consumer Price Index data and Japanese employment data is set to be released. On Tuesday, markets look forward to French gross domestic product, German retail sales, French consumer price index data, German unemployment and Eurozone gross domestic product and consumer price index data, and Canadian gross domestic product. On Wednesday, set to be released is the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision. On Thursday, we look forward to Canadian trade balance data. On Friday, to finish off the week, markets look forward to United States employment data. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform.